Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We've got kind of a split headline in the political campaign this morning. We want your participation in our conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. What do you think about the political campaign? Well, delegate counters in the Democratic Party are focused on a hotel room in Washington, D.C., and we'll have more on that meeting this weekend later on in the show. The presidential candidates McCain and Obama are crisscrossing Nevada, Colorado, and New Mexico. Now, these states are way out west. They're not particularly well populated, with the exception of Colorado, but they are among the most contested races in the past two elections. They only account for 19 of 270 electoral votes, but they are part of a western strategy that could be pivotal in the November election. The electoral map of the two parties is beginning to emerge, and here to talk about it is John L. Smith, the columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. John, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Do you see a western strategy on the part of John McCain and Barack Obama? And if so, what is it, and how are they different?
Well, I think as it regards Nevada, they're very different. Barack Obama really, as he has done, you know, throughout most of the United States, he really rolled into Nevada a year or so ago as an almost unknown, and really captured people's imaginations and a lot of the spirit that he's brought to the campaign has occurred here in Nevada as well. McCain, on the other hand, although he's a neighboring senator, he has not had that going for him. He basically in the primary early on didn't campaign here, didn't make a stop here. This was Mitt Romney country during our primary time. So McCain has come out on the opposite side of a couple of controversial issues for Nevadans, the Yucca Mountain issue.
It's the nuclear disposal, the nuclear waste disposal, right?
That's right. And also, he was the sponsor of an unsuccessful but controversial, for Nevadans, again, anti-college sports betting bill. Nevada is a state with legalized college sports betting. So, he's kept a very low profile here. He's come by for some fundraisers and that sort of thing, but he's kept it on the down low, whereas Barack Obama has really stormed Nevada. So we're two very different candidacies thus far.
But you do talk about how Barack Obama came to Nevada with a wow factor, but on the other hand, although McCain hasn't made the same kind of splash, you talk about the kind of connections that he has in Nevada to some very wealthy folks there.
Oh, there's no question in my mind that if the vote were held in the penthouses of the Strip, hotels and resorts, that John McCain would do very well. He has the full endorsement, of course, of the conservative Sheldon Adelson of the Venetian. He has Steve Wynn of Wynn Resorts on his side and Terry Lanny of MGM Grand.
These are all big casinos in Vegas.
Yes, right, big casinos, right. And deep pockets, the ability to generate a lot of donations and that sort of thing. But if you were to talk about that again, that the wow factor, Obama has he's won the street, let's put it that way.
It should be said, though, John, that the politicians have actually done very well just focusing on the big shots in states like Nevada and other western states. Why do you think the populist approach of Barack Obama is likely to be more effective in November, even if it is?
Well, I think partly the economy and some of the reasons that other Americans are fired up about the election this time. I think that there's a strong sentiment in our state that, at least among Democrats, that the direction of the Iraq war is the wrong one. You've seen large increases in Democratic voter registration in our state, where it was basically 1-to-1. Now in Congressional District 3, there's 20,000 voter advantage to Democrats over Republicans, and that's seats held by a Republican. So,
well, John, I want you to listen to a couple of things here, and maybe you can critique the styles of the candidates here. You mentioned the nuclear waste issue in Nevada. Here's John McCain talking in Denver on Tuesday to Western voters about not nuclear waste, but nuclear proliferation. Here's John McCain.
If you look back over the past two decades, I don't think any of us, Republican or Democrat, can take much satisfaction in what we've accomplished to control nuclear proliferation.
McCain in a speech on foreign policy. And here's Barack Obama in Nevada yesterday talking about John McCain.
John McCain is having a different kind of meeting. He's holding a fundraiser with George Bush behind closed doors in Arizona. No cameras, no reporters, and we all know why.
So John Smith, the columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, contrast and compare those two sound bites. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, it is interesting. There's John McCain, the experienced internationalist, and Barack Obama, of course, who's sharpening his stick and poking it through the cage. I mean, you know, we're seeing a candidate who wants to attach McCain to Bush, and I would assume as long as McCain is having fundraisers with Bush, that won't be that hard to do.
John Smith, can I use that line, sharpening his stick and poking it through the cage? That's great. John Smith, Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.